It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, well worth popping into. Great food, great atmosphere, great staff, great bar selection, everything. It really has everything going for it. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message in from a lady called Simone. And by the way, Simone sent this on WhatsApp. You can do the exact same thing at any time of the night or day. If there's anything you want us to debate on the Opinions Matter podcast, you can send it to 085 825 2626. Save that number in your phone as Opinions Matter, 085 825 2626. You really need to highlight this on your show, says this message. I won't say where I live, but suffice to say, it is in Dublin 24. There's rumours going around on WhatsApp and on Facebook that there's a convicted paedophile living in our area. He got out of prison a few months ago, and we are all terrified. I won't let my daughter walk to school now. My point is, why won't the Garda give us the address or confirm it? We should have a right to know all the addresses of these sickos. We're trying our hardest to find out where he is, but we should know. Highlight this, will you? And that is from a lady called Simone. So basically, Simone is arguing that she and the community have a right to know whether or not a convicted sex offender or paedophile is living in their area. This is something that they actually do in the States,
I've seen it, yeah. So my relations live in Connecticut, where that is the case. Mm-hmm. And they have an app on their phone, and I've got to explain this to you guys. So there's an app on their phone, and it's a GPS app, and literally he turned the app on. So we were walking around his estate, mm-hmm. And he showed me this app. So he opens the app and has a map on it, and it has the houses marked in red, little red dots come up, and that are the houses that are housing people who have been convicted. So they've obviously done their time, they've done their crime, they're back out. And I assume in a lot of cases, a paedophile will not be released until they do. By the way, I don't believe a paedophile can ever be cured.
No, nor do I. I don't think
all the psychiatric help and all that. It's hardwired into them that they are attracted to minors, and it's a disgusting thing. Mm-hmm. It's the most vile crime. These people are absolutely vile. But the app that they have shows them. So he was able to go down the road, and he was able to show me. See that house there, number 30 there. That's housing a paedophile. He's been there since 2010, and now, the interesting thing about it is, certainly in this part of the States where I've seen it work, is that these people are pretty much left alone, as in the houses aren't targeted by, like, as I asked him, so in his neighbourhood there was two registered sex offenders.
Okay.
Now, well, sorry, one of them was a paedophile, the other was a rapist, so they obviously get registered as well. Now,
so you're telling me you walk around the street and you could see number 42 over there, that's where John O'Brien lives, and John was convicted of rape.
Yeah, yeah. Now, they don't know, they've always had this system in place, so they don't, but we have never had this system in place. And I want you to work with me here, guys, and you may think my opinion is quite controversial on this, but it makes absolute sense. Excuse me. What happens if the law changes, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and we find out where they live, what happens? What is the first thing? So if this came into place now, tomorrow, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So say, for instance, they developed an app and they changed the law that we... And by the way, I don't think even sex offenders should be out of prison. Certainly not paedophiles. They should be locked up for life. But that's not reality. Reality is, in a lot of cases... Well, sorry, in a lot of cases, they don't even get prison time. Like your man yesterday.
Yep.
Caught with horrific child porn on his computer, is like, where's he living? So I don't
think, so I'm looking at a map here in Texas in the United States.
Yes, that has it as well. Yeah,
And you can zoom in to this particular area on the map, and I can see. No, it's actually ironic. The name of the place, believe it or not, there is a pedophile living in this house on Ashburn Drive in Texas, in the States. Now, it's,
and it shows the red dot. Yeah,
it shows the red dot. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I can see that on Ashburn Drive in wherever this is in Texas, there is a pedophile living there. There's another one living down there. So the map literally has, in fact, I'll use it as the thumbnail for the podcast today to show you exactly what this...
Here's my problem
with this map looks like.
Here's my problem with this, and I know a lot of you will probably disagree with this. My problem with this is, if we were to start doing this in Ireland, the first thing that happens, so say for instance this story today, they all think that there's a sex offender. Now this is unconfirmed, by the way, and we do not want to spread false rumours. I don't know if this is true. Most of the stuff that appears in WhatsApp groups and Facebook is
false. It's a load of bullshit anyway, yeah.
But there's a group of parents now in Dublin 24 that believe that there's a convicted sex offender who's done their time and is now out living in the area. Okay, so if tomorrow the guards announced on their Facebook page and said, by the way, yes, that sex offender is living at number 32 The Avenue. That's where he is, number 32 The Avenue. What would be the first thing that would happen? I want you all to think about this. What would be the first thing that would happen?
Probably that they would brick the place, or they would do something untoward to the place.
Oh, yeah, the paedophile would be ran out of the area straight away, because we've dealt with this over the years, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, and the first thing that happens when someone finds out the location of a paedophile, they're ran out of the area. What happens then?
He goes somewhere else.
Yeah, into hiding. Goes into hiding, and you never find out where these people are, and they become somebody else's problem. They
okay, so you're arguing that, unlike, okay, so again, I'm looking at that map from Texas, and you're telling me that if we had that here, all that would happen is people would brick the windows and get the place person out of there.
And they'd be run out. And in fairness, the people would be right to do that. Because
so why does that not happen in America? Because it doesn't seem to happen in America.
It doesn't happen, certainly, where my family live. There's never been vigilante justice there. Probably because once they're convicted, or once they've done their prison time, they just keep to themselves and they probably never leave the house. The point I'm trying to make, guys, is that chances are, if we're to talk about all sexual offences, not just paedophilia, yeah? If we're to talk about anybody who's a sexual offender, yeah, of any type, the chances are, it's pretty much certain that there is a sex offender living in your area. Yeah? Would you agree?
I think there's a very high chance,
Definitely a rapist. A rapist, yeah? Living in your area. Someone who's been done for some sort of sexual assault or something like that, okay? And you go about your business every day. You know, you don't lock your kids away. Well, you send your kids out and you think nothing of it. So sometimes are you better
You're better off in your ignorance.
Yes, because when you do know, you run them out of the area, they'll go to some other area, and then there's somebody else's problem. So what difference does it make if we know or we don't know?
Our number is 085-825-2626. No, I think people do have a right to know. Should be entitled to know whether or not there is a paedophile or a convicted rapist or sexual offender living in their area. I think we have a right to know who we are living beside. I understand what you're saying.
Because the
reaction of a lot of people would be to brick him out of the building and get him out of the area. And that may happen, but it could be something that we actually get used to. And you know that living over there...
We won't. You know what... Jesus.
Living over there, number 42...
Sorry, we're the same country that throws petrol bombs at iPad centres.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that much, though.
It happens quite a bit.
It doesn't happen that much.
It happens quite a bit.
Are you not better off knowing that that person is there?
Now, Jess has said, we'll talk to you in a second, Jess. Oh, stop, Jerry. Again, some people, it just doesn't compute with them. They don't get the argument I'm trying to make. Surely you'd want to protect your kids. That's a fucking stupid thing to say, first of all. Obviously, I want to protect my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I protect my kids as it is. Because I'm telling you now, no matter where they go in the large estate that we live in, you know how big that is, the chances are the sexual offender's there. So I am protecting them.
Okay, our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off the conversation with Keith.
Yeah, definitely 110%. Name is shame. This is why the so-called far right, as you just call them, right, are out protesting about people coming from other countries who's skipping rape charges, other charges coming here. But on a different previous show, you know, we should accept it. According to, wouldn't say yourself, Adrian, I know you're more open-minded, but Mr. Dipshit across me there, him, he's, I don't know whether he's just trying to wind people up or whatever, but, you know, he doesn't believe that these foreigners are a problem, and which a lot of them might not be a problem, but people still have a right to know. And yes, the answer is yes, everybody should know.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How is?
Now, you're annoyed listening to what Jeremy was saying.
I am a little bit, yeah. Like, so they get rid of that area, they get rid of another. I don't care. Let them keep running out. Let them run out till they get to sea, for all I care.
Okay, again, let's deal with reality here, okay?
The reality is that they shouldn't be letting just walked out of prison. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing that needs to change.
That's not going to change, okay? That's not going to change.
Why is it not going to change? Because why can we not change the fact that they walked away?
Because
they walk away from court, they walk away from prison. Why can we not change that?
Well, there's no life sentences for that sort of stuff for sexual offences.
Well, they're fucking should be, and no, you know, should be okay, penalty just for them.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is, even with life sentences, people eventually do get out of prison after a period of time.
Let's deal with reality.
That's another fuck up we have here.
No, but let's deal with realities and not fantasies here, okay? So we're dealing with the reality is that sex offenders being the biggest scumbags on the earth, yeah? Especially
the highest offenders as well.
That... disgusting. They are released. They are released sometimes without treatment, sometimes with treatment. And what you're basically saying is, I don't want them in my area, but I don't care if they're in the area down the road beside the local school.
I don't want them in any area. Like I said, I don't want them in any area.
They have to be in some area. They have to go somewhere.
No, Jessica, they do. These people living normally among us.
Jessica, when somebody gets released from prison, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah, but not these types of individuals. Absolutely not.
The fact is that, Jessica, no, you're not actually dealing in reality now.
How am I not dealing in reality?
If they get
hit by vigilantes and this, that and the other, guess what? I couldn't care less because these scumbags have everything they have coming to them.
Okay.
I said on a different show before that we should bring back the death penalty just for these little sickos because they don't even deserve to be sitting in prison and rotting in prison. And I got called a sicko and a psycho even though I was on the defence about it.
Again, I'm not even going
to... have everything coming to them.
I'm not even going to argue any of those points. What I am arguing, though, is that to run somebody out of an area into another area is literally just pushing the problem down the road.
What's wrong with keeping them running out? It sends a message of no, you're not welcome here.
Because eventually they will go into hiding and nobody will ever find them. Nobody will ever know who they are or where they live.
But then why can we not have what the states have where we have a system where we can look them up and find where they are?
Because you just admitted you'd brick them out of it and get them out of your area. You just literally said that.
Yeah, but if they go into hiding and we have a system where we can find them, what's the problem? And like I said, if they get bricked, if they get hit by vigilantes, why is that such a bad thing?
Because they go into hiding. That's what they're in already. We don't know where they are. You're contradicting yourself. The first thing you
How
would...
How am I contradicting myself?
Well, you are. Listen back to when you're here. The first thing you would do if you knew a paedophile was living in your area was you'd run them out of there. And you'd be quite entitled...
100%.
Yes, and you'd be quite entitled to do so because nobody wants a dirty pervert living in their area, okay?
So we agree on one thing.
Even though there most definitely is someone living in your area that's been done for sexual offences.
Yeah, and we as Joe Public have a right to know.
No, but how's your life going, knowing that there's someone living in your area that's been done for sexual assault?
I don't know if there is or not, but I have a right to know.
But the chances are there probably is. That's the point.
And the point is, I have a right to know. If I hear whispers, I should be able to look up the name and find out for sure.
Okay, but at this moment you don't know. And what Jeremy is saying is, how's your life going? You don't know that there is a sex offender living down the road.
Well, there probably is. I just don't know who it is. But if I knew who it was, they wouldn't be there much longer. You're almost saying ignorance is bliss.
No, but has your life been put in danger because let's not deal with possibilities here. There is someone who's done a sex crime living in your area. Do you agree with that?
Probably. I don't know.
No, there is. But look at the amount of sexual offences that are carried out every year. in this country. There is. And how has your life been put in danger by not knowing that?
Look, if you're trying to say that ignorance is bliss, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Because if I heard whispers of Joe down at number 22 being a sexual offender or a paedophile or something, I should have a legal right to know so I can look up his name and find out exactly. And if he gets to run out, so what? So be it. Like I said, let them run out until they decide to jump into the sea for all I care.
Okay,
they don't deserve to live among the public.
I know, Jessica, but the fact of the matter is they do live among the public.
So then where's the debate? Because you're not going to have someone coming on being like, oh, no, leave them alone, let them live their life. You're not going to have anyone coming on with that sort of view.
That is not the debate. No, we wouldn't have that debate because it's stupid. Are paedophiles lovely people? Discuss. That's not the debate. The debate.
You're there saying ignorance is bliss.
No, I'm saying your life has not been damaged even though you were living in the same area as sex offenders. You are.
I don't know that for a fact. I don't know that for a fact.
By the laws of statistics. So do you wake up every day and go, I wonder which person on my road is a sex offender?
No, I don't.
Okay. The fact of the matter is you live in the same estate as a rapist.
So you say, but I don't know that for sure.
No, I'm telling you do. I'm telling you do. By the laws
of...
Well,
you probably do as well. How does that make you feel?
There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing
what
I can do.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do? Because don't you think that there should be something you can do?
No, but you said in your message you should...
Jeremy, answer me. Do you not think that there should be something you can do? Do you not think, going by your logic, if there's a rapist or a paedophile living on your road, do you not think you should have the right to find out exactly who it is?
But as soon as that gets... Okay, first of all, the problems you have...
So you're deflecting, you're not answering the question.
Yes, the first thing that happens when it's revealed that your man, Mr. Donnelly, who lives in number 22... he was done for having dirty pictures on his computer a few years ago. The house gets broken out of it. Petrol bombs get thrown in the house. Your man Donnelly, not a real person. Not a real person, but yeah, boo, fuck him. I don't care. Goes into hiding. Everybody in the estate claps their hands. He's gone. Dirty pedo's gone. He's gone. Where is he now? He's somebody else's problem. So that's...
Well, here we go. They shouldn't go into hiding. So here's what we could do. If we can't bring in a system like the US where we can look up these people on a site, why can we not just have these guys constantly monitored and tracked by the guards? Get them out of the line so we can know exactly where they are, so they don't go into hiding.
Anybody who's on the sex offenders register is monitored by the Gardaí.
So then they can't go into hiding if they're being monitored.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Jessica. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me go to Una. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Una. Should we be able to look at a map on our phones or on our computers and see whereabouts specifically a paedophile or a sex offender is living near us?
Most definitely, yes.
And why do you think we need to know that?
Well, if I had children, which I have, they're all grown up, if I had a child and I found out there's a paedophile or a rapist sitting beside me, I'd want him to remove quickly. Especially when there's children around. I wouldn't let my child outside the front door if I drive a paedophile a few doors away from me. There's no way I'm hoping that to happen.
And, so if you were able to go onto an app and you were able to see that living in number 42 across the road down there you don't know his name, but you just know he's on the sex offenders register or he's been released from prison or whatever, what would you do with that information?
Well, I'd report to the guards, or I'd go around the street and put leaflets in the door. That's what I do. I don't care what they think about that.
No, but there's no point knocking on the guardie's door and saying, by the way, number 32 is a convicted sex offender. They have that on their records and they keep an eye on these people. So the guardie know. If
that's how the information on those maps in America gets released. It's from the police.
Yeah. So the police know.
Yeah, but do you know that he's going to go tomorrow evening and go down to a playground and attack a young child? Did you know that's going to happen, did he?
No, so if you knew...
No, we don't, exactly.
If you knew that in number 42 was a convicted paedophile who has done his time in prison and he's been released, what would you do with that information? The guards already know.
I could sign up and I tell you if the neighbour beside me because he's a paedophile in number 42. That person might have three or four kids. You think she'd like that? I don't think so.
So you would basically tell the whole community that although the whole community would probably know.
Yes, I would.
Because it would be, they can all see the map. But you would, exactly as Jessica was saying, you'd run him out of town.
Yes, definitely. Once a paedophile, always a paedophile. Once a rapist, a rapist. Okay. Not cured overnight.
No, I'm not going to argue that point at all. However, what happens when he gets run out of town? Where does he go?
Well, who cares? There's a lot of homeless without homes. They know where to go. They're not paedophiles or rapists. Let the guard come in an island somewhere or somewhere. I'd be glad he's out of the air. That's all I'd be worried.
Okay, so you, as long as it's not on your back door, you don't care if he moves down the road or to another town, as long as he's not living next to you.
Yes. I would.
But is that not just having the effect of just constantly pushing the problem underground?
No, it's not pushing it. It's saving children's lives and having children growing up and parents not trying to say, oh, you can't go down there, watch down there, don't go near that wall, don't go near that house, there's a weird man living there. That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? You can't have that going on with a child's mind either.
But you're saying you want to protect children. We all want to protect children. You're saying
Yeah, we do.
But I'm confused now because you're saying you want to protect children, but then you said, on the other hand, you don't care where the paedophile goes once he's not in your area. So supposing that other area happens to be beside a school?
Well, they'll find out like we did, and they'll do the exact same as I did, and it'll just keep going on and on until they decide to come somewhere. A little house in the state where all the paedophiles live and rape. Put them all together in one area.
In one area?
Well, not in an area, in one place. Well,
no, that should be the way it should be.
In a field somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way you... I can't remember what states in New York have that where they literally have... I think it's in Florida. They have literally an estate where all the sex offenders are in, and that's where they are, and kids don't go near the... In fact, the signs put up... Louis Theroux spent time with them.
Yeah.
The signs up on the door of Halloween saying, don't call it this door, kids, as a registered sex offender living there. But America's one of the few countries...
We're not going to have anything with that. Have a listen to this message that I got in a moment ago, and I'm not even going to name the lady who sent it in because of the nature of it, but it says, my dad was convicted of sexual abuse of his granddaughters. When he came out of jail, the guards were always on his case, but they didn't do anything if he went near a school. They don't keep an eye on them all the time. So they were kind of on his case, but they didn't keep an eye on him all the time. So he was free to...
They don't have the manpower to do that. Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in more of your opinions. Send me a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note right now to 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this, like Helen just did.
In our country, we wouldn't be allowed to know where these paedophiles are being housed because we have too many thugs that think they can take the law into their own hands. They'd go and burn them out or intimidate them or harass them. And that's why we can't allow the people to know where these people are living. If we had these thugs that would leave them alone, we would all be safer because we would know where they're living and they wouldn't have to go underground. So for the scum that think they can take the law into their own hands, it's your fault that we don't know where these paedophiles live.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I got a message in a moment ago and it says, we have someone living beside us that lost his job for downloading child porn. No conviction. A lot of locals know about him. We just tell our kids to keep away from the house and none of the neighbours interact with him or his wife. If we had people not taking the law into their own hands, we could be made aware of these kind of people living beside us and we'd all be safer. And that's going back to the point that Jeremy was making, that
by the way,
one of the reasons we're
standing by him. What the hell?
Yeah. There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, the reason that we don't have that information about where paedophiles are living.
Mob justice.
Exactly. And that's exactly why we haven't been given that. And that's the point that's being made in that message and the one a minute ago. Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Katie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, my thoughts are, look, you can shift these people around from place to place and, you know, letting people know who they are, what they're doing, that's all one thing. But you're just going to shift the problem onto somebody else. But my thoughts are, why can't we start at like a really, really early age of educating our kids about predators? I have a 3-year-old son. And we've already started having the conversations about, you know, stranger danger, your private parts, how.
And that's great to hear. That really is great to hear that you've already started that conversation.
But you can't change what other people do. So if we can't change what other people do, maybe we need to look at ourselves to protect our kids and educate our kids on what kind of predators are out there. Absolutely, like conforming to the age that they're at and the stages that they're at. You don't have to turn around and say, like my own son, I'm not going to turn around to him. He's three. I'm not going to turn around and say, you know, bad man, he's, you know, going to do this out of the other. But just enforcing and reinforcing in him that these parts of his body are special, and if some stranger or somebody else tries
or some not so stranger.
Yeah, well,
I was about to say that the majority of people, the majority of sex attacks on children are done by family members or people known to family. It's not the creepy man living down the number 20 on his own. It's people who are literally family members.
It's making the awareness of the behaviors. Nobody has any choice of who's going to live next to them or where they're going to go. And shifting the problem from like you come out and say, oh, such and such down the street, he's a sex offender. He's going to get, you know, the vigilantes and whatever, and they're going to shift him onto somewhere else. And it's just moving the problem around.
Okay, so you are necessarily in favor then of knowing exactly, as they do in many parts of the States, knowing exactly where a paedophile or a sex offender lives. You're not in favor of that?
It would be a good thing to let people know in a community, like there are sex offenders living in your community, so that people can take precautions. But we all know
that the chances are there are sex offenders or rapists or paedophiles living in our area.
That's the other thing, Adrian, that a lot of sex offenders are not on a sex offenders register. They haven't been convicted. They haven't been charged.
I read a message a couple of minutes ago from somebody who said that we have someone living beside us that was sacked from their job for having child porn. No conviction, but a lot of locals know about him. In other words, the gossip on the grapevine is that's exactly why he doesn't work for that job anymore.
Yeah. And guys, you look at the situation in Dublin 24, which is why we're talking about this, and there's rumours going around in WhatsApp groups about a possible sex offender living in the area. Now, there is a sex offender living in the area. There's a sex offender living in every area. But the problem is, when you have, you know, WhatsApp groups and Facebook going, you could easily have somebody targeted in the wrong. Somebody could give the wrong address, they could give the wrong name, they could say, oh, it's your man down there, you know, the fella that lives on his own. Oh, yeah, he's a bit fucking creepy. I always see him going out to the shops and all, it must be him. And then you have, and people have been targeted in the wrong. Because mob justice, mobs don't even think with their brains. They just hear, that house, number 7, paedophile living there, let's break the house out of it. And for all they know, there's a family living there with children who are innocent and they're innocently targeted. That is the problem.
Absolutely. And I've seen actually a situation back there where I know of a family where the father in the family was a sex offender, and he lived in the Republic, and it was known that he was a sex offender and decided that he'd move into the north. And when he moved into the north, this was back in the day where there was a lot of, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not, but, you know, the IRA was a big thing. And once that guy moved into the north, he was targeted and given ultimatums to move out. And he has literally spent his time going between the north and the Republic and in and out and in and out and just shifting to when the target is on him, and that means where he shifts his space. But he is not a convicted offender, but he is a serial predator. Like, I wouldn't be in the same room as that man. He is a dangerous man. But because he's never ever been convicted, he's not on any list. He's on vigilante lists. But my thing is, when I've seen that, like, he hops here and he hops there and he hops everywhere, and yeah, he's run out of places that he's in, but you can't control what he does. So my thoughts are, why can't we, like, start educating your kids about stranger danger? What's acceptable?
And again, I would like to think that every parent is teaching their children about stranger danger. Yeah,
we do the song every single day with our kids. You would know this, Adrian, because it's a brand new, you know, these are my private parts. These are my private. You heard the song? So you know that teacher.
Yeah. With that teacher.
Yeah.
And she was so
we'll actually play that on the show later on. But the lyrics are, Adrian, my girls know it off by heart. So does my son. These are my private parts. These are my private parts. Nobody should touch them. Nobody should squeeze them. I will tell my mother. I will tell my father. I will tell my teacher. Yeah. And that teacher, that video got like something like 2 billion views now at this stage. And
yeah, it's incredible. It's a really good resource.
Yeah. And parents need to. But you would assume parents are doing that anyway, because you would assume parents.
You would hope so. Like,
we didn't get that when we were kids, by the way, lads. None of us got that.
I remember
in the state I grew up in, there was a man who, there was rumours about him. And he used to be laughing a joke. Your man around there, if he'll make you put your hand in his pocket to get spare change. It was made a joke out of. Kids nowadays are so much more well equipped to deal with sexual predators.
Let's have a listen to this teacher. So this is a Namibian teacher.
Yes, yeah, British.
Let's have a listen to These Are My Private Parts. Very good. Okay, I haven't seen that, but that is brilliant. Yeah, it really is.
And my girls know that, and they not just as a song, but they know the meaning behind it as well. So kids are better equipped now, and that's why the majority of the paedophile is not the lone man in the trench coat living down the road. That's not the paedophile anymore. The paedophile is the father or the grandfather. Yeah. And look at the amount of stories we're coming in on family members abusing kids. That's who it is, lads. That's who it is.
All right, we got a message in as well saying the following. Don't say my name, but you can read this out. I live around the corner from a convicted paedophile. He molested his daughters. Now he is locked up, but his wife still goes to visit him in prison. I guarantee if he gets out and tries to come back here, he won't last long. Personally, I wouldn't do time for these scumbags, but there are people around here who would. Keep your messages coming in to us, 085-825-2626. This is Jonathan.
Look, I'm going to assume that the only people that get their names put out there in the public is convicted sex offenders. So what's the problem? Highlight these people, run them, and keep on running them, and keep on running them. Or better again, reopen places like Spike Island, stuff like that, you know, where they can all live together happily ever after when they serve the sentence. And they can all just sit out there nice and calm. But no, they shouldn't be allowed into communities. Like you said yourself, Jeremy, these people cannot be fixed. It's hardwired into them. That's the way these people are. And I sent you a little post there a second ago about a minor attractive person's camp in America. So while they're highlighting all these sex offenders now with the red dots in their houses, they're still allowed to gather and congregate under the guise of MAP, minor attractive persons. You know, so no, they definitely should be highlighted, and if people in communities run them, they run them. So what? The dregs of society anyway. They're not good for anything. So yeah, I believe they should be highlighted.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad.
Now, Grace, what did you want to say on this?
The problem I have with these people is that I don't believe that they can be rehabilitated and put back into society normally. I think that it doesn't, just because you know where they are, it doesn't decrease the danger. And knowing where they live won't stop them from doing what they are hardwired into them.
Yeah, no, I would agree, and I'm sure an awful lot of people would agree that an awful lot of convicted sex offenders, or in particular paedophiles, can't be rehabilitated. It's in them. That is them as a person, many people believe they can't be cured, basically. But, you know, much knowledge, we'd all like to lock them up and throw away the key. The reality is that that doesn't happen, that they are eventually, if they're convicted, that is, they are eventually released from prison. So what's your view on whether or not we have a right to know where they are? Should we be able to have a map on our phone to see where a paedophile or a sex offender is living?
I think we most definitely should, but I also don't think that they deserve to live amongst the general public. I think they should all be put away somewhere to live with their own thoughts, and I think that that would drive them insane. It would torture them until they die, because that's what they deserve. I certainly don't think that they should be put in amongst the public, whether we know about them or not. Now, obviously, you would like to know, but I think that the best form of punishment for them would be to put them into a place with the likes of their own, and let their own mind torture them, because they are not, I just don't for one second believe that those people can ever come out and conform to normal society.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think a lot of people feel that way. But would you be in favour then of, I don't know, whether it's up the Wicklow Mountains or whatever, having an estate that all the child sex offenders get thrown into the one housing estate when they are released from prison? Because my fear is that the whole bloody housing estate will be burnt to the ground.
A compound. You put them into a compound, like a prison. Obviously, they get released from prison, but they get let into some kind of open-air facility, if you want to put them back out somewhere. Put them into an open-air facility where they're all together and somewhere isolated away from the general public. Like, knowing where a sex offender lives would not, I still wouldn't allow my child to walk to school. So we can't live a normal life, even knowing that they're around the corner or down the road.
You're not in favour of having an app or whatever that would show you exactly where paedophiles are living, but you'd be more in favour of throwing them into, as you said, into a compound, all of them together. And Jeremy, you already said that actually does happen in parts of the States as well.
Yeah, in Florida. And, you know, it works well, but I don't know if it's going to happen here. But, you know, the point is, every morning, Grace, parents, including me, let their kids walk to school on their own. Okay. And it never crosses your mind that the fella in number 7 or the fella in number 9 or the fella in number 11, or the woman, by the way, they can be sex offenders as well, that they have tendencies towards paedophilia. Because you would never let your kids out of your sight if that was the case. You wouldn't let your kids anywhere. So every parent just goes about their daily business, yeah? Oblivious to what's going on. And
yeah, but then I'm getting comments from somebody like Anthony. And Anthony, you surprised me in your comment here. This is regular Anthony.
Okay, angry Anthony.
And he says, and what would be a bad thing if a mob go after all the scum in a big place like that? Some would see it as justice. Now, Anthony, I'm very surprised to hear you saying that it would be okay to burn down an entire compound. In fact, somebody else said, do a Waco on them. If you remember the Waco massacre where the whole place was set on fire. You can't. We live in a civilized society, lads, especially Anthony. You can't be condoning setting a whole house on fire and burning people who have done their time, by the way, in prison. And I know, Grace, and I kind of agree with you, they may have done their time in prison, but that doesn't mean that they won't reoffend.
They can't be cured. A sex offender cannot be cured, in my opinion, okay?
It can't be a civilized society when you're putting racists and paedophiles back out onto the street to live amongst families. You can't have civilization with that. It just doesn't work. It doesn't go together.
But as well, you're forgetting about child sex offenders and paedophiles. Look at the amount of rapists. I don't know if you heard the interview I did last week, Grace, with the girl who was date raped and then bumped into him. Now we know what part of Dublin that fella's from. In fact, we know where he works. That fella is someone who has raped a woman, because I believe her story when she told me. Mm-hmm. He's walking around, could be going clubbing at the weekend. He could end up on a date with you, Grace. He could end up in a pub with you. And nobody knows who that fella is. That's just the way of the world, that we do not know. And
by the way, if we had an app, he wouldn't be honest.
I think another thing that needs to be brought in here, they have something in the UK called Clare's Law, that when somebody is reported to the police for any kind of I know it's more headed towards kind of domestic violence, domestic abuse, that kind of thing, but where rape comes into those relationships as well, that person is known to the police and we should be able to have access to that as well. I think it will protect so many men and women. And there's stuff that this country could be doing that they're not doing to protect men and women in terms of rapists and abusers and even with paedophiles, and nobody knows where these people are going, where they're staying. And it is very, very scary. And I think it's more profound now to be worried about your kids. I remember my mom letting me walk to school, and my school was the other side of the town, was a 40-minute walk, and letting me walk there by myself, a young girl, she had no worries. And it was, I don't know if it just didn't dawn on them at that point, or maybe we're too aware. I'm not sure.
And the thing is, Grace, children have never been, a lot of people won't agree with this, but it's the truth. Children have never been safer.
Yeah, I agree.
They have never been safer.
Never.
When we played football, none of the coaches that coached us playing football or swimming were vetted. There was no such thing as guard vetting back then. We didn't even know who they were or who they lived. You know, kids didn't have, there was no cameras on the street, so, you know, kids could be led away anywhere and they wouldn't show up. If your child walks from your house to the shops, they're going to
be caught on camera.
They'll be caught on about 30 different cameras. So children have never been safer. And again, I'm going to say this again, it's not the strange monster living down the road, it's the monster within your own house that you need to be afraid of.
Absolutely, I agree.
But how insane is that children have never been safer and paedophilia and rape has never been more on the news, on the radio,
I believe, Grace, that we just know about it an awful lot more now than we ever, because in the past it was all kept under wraps within families and everything else, and even if you found out that granddad was abusing the kids, it was all just hush-hushed, it was all just swept under the carpet, literally. So we're now hearing about it now because we talk openly.
The amount of dirty secrets, Grace, I'd say, in families.
Absolutely,
100%. 60s, 70s and 80s.
Let me just bring in Eric. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eric?
I'm good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eric. What did you want to say on this?
I just there's a couple of things like this. So, first off, every community should have a right to know about a paedophile being released into their area, their address, the nature of their crime, etc. And one of the issues that nobody has brought up here in order to stop this is either chemical or surgical castration. So we can put these guys into like a hostel, and for repeat offenders, we can castrate them. I can guarantee you're going to start cutting down the numbers of paedophiles that want to be coming to Ireland in the first place. And what we also need to do is we need to change legislation so we can put these people behind bars for longer. Not for rehabilitation. You can't rehabilitate them. And then what you also need to do is we need to stop people using this term minor attracted persons, MAPs. We need to wipe this out of the narrative altogether. And we can see it coming from our government and from NGOs. So in order to tackle paedophiles, we need to treat them for what they are, and that's scum.
So do you see a case for, and again, the thumbnail for this podcast is a map from America, from Texas, that shows specific roads where sex offenders are living on. Do you think we should know that? And if we did, is it not a case that here in Ireland we would just run them out? We'd petrol bomb their house and run them out of town?
We should absolutely know about it. And like from my own personal experience here, so a good couple of months ago in Waterford, I'm part of a community action group. We were made aware that a paedophile was actually being released from Garda custody in New Ross. He was put on a bus and he was transferred to Waterford to stay in a hostel because he'd just been run out of his house in New Ross. So therefore, the authority of Ireland, the police force, brought a paedophile into a new area, didn't tell anybody, just released him straight out of custody, brought him to a hostel right next to a children's park. So we took it upon ourselves. We got this man, we put him on a bus and we returned him to sender. We returned him back to the local area he came from because we believe it's the government and the authorities' issue to solve that problem. Not to be passing it on to another community to solve, you know.
I think the chemical castration is definitely a good idea. I don't know why they haven't looked at that. The actual castration, that's never going to happen, where you're not going to have a situation where you're going to line up paedophiles in O'Connell Street and have their mickeys chopped off. And in fairness, if we did have that, you know, people, the same people who are looking for that will be given about Sharia law. That's a form of Sharia law, caught up.
No, it is. So again, Eric, to go back to the point, this lady, Simone, is the lady who contacted us at the very start of this, and she believes that we should have a right to know, whether it's on an app or the Gardaí notifying a local community, if a paedophile or sex offender moves into the area. You think that's a great idea?
Oh, absolutely. We're all about community awareness. We want to know what's going on in our community. Why would we have a community neighbourhood watch if we didn't have the ability to know who's in our areas? But isn't there
still that risk that the vigilantes will kick in and run that individual out of town? Isn't that ultimately what's going to happen? And that is ultimately going to pass the problem on elsewhere.
Maybe it will, but you know, in these situations, something like that probably would need to happen for the authority and for the government to realise that they can't be putting these people into communities, that they're going to have to segregate them out of communities, and they're going to have to take them out of society because they can't be rehabilitated. I mean, if you have fellas, even now with the emergence of artificial intelligence, AI, they can sit in their front room, take a picture of your kids, and they can do what they want with it. You know, we need to think of those things as well. So these people need to be taken out of society the same way a murderer or a rapist should. They should be completely taken out. Simple as.
All right, Eric, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. It's an interesting conversation. I don't know if it's ever actually going to happen here. I don't know if we ever are going to be grown up and mature enough to be trusted with the information of where sex offenders are living.
And the same way, if I had a euro for every comment that came in during that conversation saying they should be lined up and shot, okay, you're thinking with your heart and not your head. The fact of the matter is, we're never going to have public executions. No country in the civilized world.
Look at the murder over the public executions in Gaza the other day. That's never going to happen
we're
here.
We're never going to have public execution. So think with your brain and think about logically what we can do to solve this. But it's not going to be heads and Mickeys chopped off on O'Connell Street on a Saturday afternoon, okay?
Simple as that.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons at around about 4 o'clock, and on a Saturday at about 1 o'clock, our weekend episode of Opinions Matter. If you've never heard it before, you should listen to it. It's very, very different to what you've heard today. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.